This is Fresh Air. American soprano Benita Valente has been singing in top opera houses and concert halls for the past 25 years. She has a devoted following, but she's never gone after superstar status. There's a new set of Valente's CDs now being released. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has this review of one of them. Benita Valente sings Lieder of Schubert, Haydn, and Mozart.
Ich finde sie nimmer und nimmer mehr. Wo ich ihn nicht hab.
For 25 years, American soprano Benita Valente has been a connoisseur's delight, a musician's musician. In opera and recitals, in Europe and with practically every important orchestra or opera company in this country, including the Met. Yet she's never acquired the celebrity status of some of her equals, or inferiors. Partly, I suspect, it's a matter of temperament. She projects humility and reticence rather than the aggressive glamour of the typical prima donna. She seems to care more about her music than her image, which of course is part of her charm. It's what makes her self-sacrificing Gilda in Rigoletto, for example, so convincingly youthful. And it's what must be at least partly behind the touching sweetness and transparency of her Mozart and Handel. With that tear dissolving in her voice, or the sunburst of joy, she's the ideal musical heroine. But probably the main reason for her relative obscurity outside the musical world is that she hasn't recorded much. Some 20 years ago, she made a famous record of Schubert's The Shepherd on the Rock, with Rudolf Serkin and Boston Symphony clarinetist Harold Wright. It's still a collector's item. Her few other recordings on small labels have virtually disappeared. But this situation is being remedied. Lately, she's been recording again, and the Pantheon label has been releasing a series of 4 solo records and CDs. There are Wolf and Strauss songs, Mozart and Handel arias, some vocal chamber music, mostly French and Spanish, and a wonderful album of Haydn, Mozart, and Schubert songs that includes a new version of The Shepherd on the Rock with pianist Cynthia Rame and, once again, clarinetist Harold Wright, better than ever. Listen to the last few minutes of this ambitious work, possibly Schubert's last song, in which Valente and Wright capture the repressed pain and uncertainty behind the lonely shepherd's springtime optimism.
Die Bilder klingt.
That was Benita Valente singing Schubert. She's one of a sadly dwindling number of singers who specializes in the art of the art song. Among her teachers were Lotte Lehmann, one of the greatest lieder singers of this century. Valente's many virtues and a few limitations are present on this disc. Every so often a vocal turn emerges a little less delicately than it might have 10 years ago, but her tone is still rich and exquisitely limpid. Her German, Italian, and even English diction is impeccable, immaculate, comprehensible without being pretentious. And that comes in handy in case no texts or translations are included with your CD. There weren't any with my copy. On the other hand, her French strikes me as a little unaromatic. Still, you can't help feeling over and over again what a superb and moving artist she is. How little she needs to sacrifice either dramatic urgency or beauty of tone, because her understanding of both the music and the words seems to spring from the same expressive impulse.
Our music critic Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He's a poet and teaches English and creative writing at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.